In section 19, Calvin deals with the question, since Christ is the only mediator, what good does our intercession as saints do for each other? He begins by reminding us, now since he is the only way and the one access by which it is granted us to come to God, to those who turn aside from this way and forsake this access, no way and no access to God remain. Nothing is left in his throne but wrath, judgment, and terror. In other words, Calvin says, if we forsake Christ, we have no access to the Father. Now, we need to take this seriously in our day, very seriously, because if we don't, we rip the heart out of the gospel. We think, you know, maybe the temptation in our day with its high value on each individual man and his feelings and his worth and all of these things, we forget. Even though we're uniquely made in God's image and have intrinsic value because of our sins, we cannot draw near to God in our own name. We cannot have any confidence that he will accept us unless we go through another. I mean, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, the only mediator. So right there, this gospel cuts at the heart of Americanism and pride. We are not able. We are not worthy. There is only one mediator between God and man. No other world religion, no other guru, not Joseph Smith, not Charles Taz Russell, not Brigham Young, not Muhammad, not any of the Buddhas. None of these are acceptable mediators. They themselves are clothed in abominable sin. The only mediator that will do for us is the God-man sent down from heaven. And Calvin says, after quoting several verses, those who in any way turn aside or incline away from him are trying their level best to destroy and disfigure the mark imprinted by God. Imagine Satan. He wants to obscure this truth. Oh, there's other religions. There's other ways to God. Here's our Lord Jesus saying very honestly, very directly, very authoritatively, there is only one mediator. No one comes to the Father but through me. So when we hear those saying, no, that's only true for you Christians, it's not true for everybody, we need to remember they are inspired by the evil one or by their own blindness and ignorance to do, as Calvin said, to disfigure the mark imprinted by God. Thus Christ is constituted the only mediator by whose intercession the Father is for us rendered gracious and easily entreated. Remember John 14:6, we come to the Father. We find the Father friendly. We have boldness. We have access with boldness to the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this doesn't mean we can't pray for each other and intercede for each other. We're commonly told to pray for one another. But as Calvin says in the third line of the next paragraph, but all depend solely upon Christ's intercession, so far are they from detracting from his in any way. Skip a sentence. When therefore those intercessions are also made in Christ's name, what else do they attest but that no one can be helped by any prayers at all, save when Christ intercedes? So, yes, we can pray for each other, but when we pray for a brother or pray for a sister, what do we're praying in Christ's name. We're recognizing it's not the value of my prayers. It is the value of Christ's intercession. Now, this has wide implication not only for the church, but also for our nation. We're often told, hey, this is a day of prayer. Please pray. But understand that as, you know, positive a thing, we might take it at a human level to hear a public official telling us to pray. Unless we pray in Jesus' name, our prayers won't do us any good at all. Calvin says, skip a line, so then, let it remain an established principle that we should direct all intercessions of the whole church to that sole intercession, Jesus Christ. Indeed, especially for this reason, should we beware of ungratefulness, because God, pardoning our unworthiness, not only allows individuals to pray for themselves, but also permits men to plead for one another. But when we plead for one another and pray for one another, that too is in Christ's name. Now think about this in closing. So we probably all have a long list of people for which to pray every day. We're all offering those prayers in Jesus' name. In the Lord Jesus, by faith in Him, we all meet together around the throne of God, celebrating our common mediator, and that we have one hope. And that is that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us, rose again from the dead, and He now lives at the right hand of God to make intercession for us.